Daniel and Noah kept walking until they came to a tall giraffe. The giraffe lowered his long neck down to the ground. His nose almost touched the ants. He was careful not to breathe too hard. He didn't want the little ants to blow away.
"Hello, little ants,"
the giraffe said happily.
"I see that you've chosen the narrow path. That is a very wise choice. I can lift my head high above all the trees and see things far away. I tell you the truth. I see where all the different roads go. There is only one road that leads to a good place. That's the narrow path that leads to the New Jerusalem. All of the other roads lead to very bad places, even though they look nice when you first get on them."
"You mean the other roads look nice on the outside, even though they lead to bad places?"
"That's right,"
replied the giraffe.
"You see, there's a very sly snake who does not like little ants. And that snake spends all of his time trying to get little ants off the narrow path. He does not obey God. He tells a lot of lies and tries to play tricks on those trying to get to the New Jerusalem. He tries to make the other roads look nice and pretty on the outside so that the little ants will want to take those bad roads. But those roads go to very bad places. You must never listen to that snake or take those other roads."
Daniel and Noah felt a little afraid, and the giraffe saw this.
"Little ants, don't ever be afraid of the snake. Jesus is much stronger than him. But you must never stop praying. You must always ask Jesus to give you a deep, deep love for the truth. Jesus alone is the truth, and his way alone is the truth. Always love him and stay close to him. Then you will stay on the narrow path all the way to the New Jerusalem. He will fight the snake for you. I'm giving you both true stickers to remind you to always listen to Jesus and to never listen to the lies of the snake."
The giraffe gave Daniel and Noah their stickers.
"Thank you, giraffe,"
the two little ants said with a very serious voice. Then Daniel prayed.
"Jesus, help us to always hear your truth and never listen to the lies of the snake."